Previously on Heroes.
Ando lays his cards in a casino.
Full house. I win again!
I had three aces at that poker table. Next thing I know, you two had them.
You better back off. My friend has very big power.
Heroes knocked out.
Your mother told me that you've been asking about your birth parents.
I think it's time that I knew.
But I really do believe that this is an adult decision, Claire. There are going to be issues. Trust me. I actually know a few things.
Is this your husband, miss?
Yeah.
We'll leave a squad car outside in case your husband decides to show us Anderson.
Hello?
Nikki walks through her house unaware that DL is in there with her. Hero visits Peter from the future.
Peter Petrelli. My name is Hiro Nakamura. I'm from the future, and I have a message for you. When I call you, you must tell me where we meet.
Save the cheerleader, save the world.
Wait. Hiro, where are you?
This isn't as bad as gonna happen, but we can stop it.
There are no answers. Go home, Peter.
Isaac, I need your help. Something's gonna happen to this girl. We need to know what. This painting, I can finish it.
Chapter 6, Better Halves. Isaac's painting of the nuclear explosion in New York fills his apartment's floor.
Evolution is an imperfect and often violent process. A battle between what exists and what is yet to be born. In the midst of these birth pains, morality loses its meaning. The question of good and evil reduced to one simple choice. Survive or perish.
We have to save her. Ignore it. It's a wrong number. Some Japanese guy keeps calling, leaving messages.
Peter picks up anyway with a frown.
Hello?
Mr. Isaac? Isaac Mendez?
Who is this?
My name is Hiro Nakamura.
My name is Peter Petrelli. I have a message for you.
What did he say? He has a message for you. What message?
What message?
Save the cheerleader, save the world.
Save the cheerleader, save the world. Cheerleader?
What cheerleader? Where?
What cheerleader where?
I don't know where she is.
Yeah, but you painted these.
So did you.
We don't know who she is. We don't know where she is. We just know that we need to save her.
Tell him about the guy from the future.
He is the guy from the future. A Hiro Nakamura from the future who speaks English and carries a sword stopped time to tell me that I have to save the cheerleader. That's all I know.
You come from the future and told them to save the cheerleader. And you had a sword. I had a sword?
Get to New York. We'll find out where the cheerleader is.
Hiro smiling proudly. I had a sword.
Grab that sign. We must be missing something, some sign of where they are. See, these paintings, they fit together like pages in a comic book. There's a panel missing. What was right there?
Nothing. This is everything I painted last night. But there's a piece about that size. I painted it weeks ago. Simone has it.
Simone.
She took a bunch of my paintings to sell. It's with them.
What was it of?
I don't remember. It was high.
Then we need to get it back.
Tell her a guy from the future said you needed it. I'm sure she'll love that.
Claire and Sandra Bennett.
Dee Dee wants to breed Mr. Muggles with her poodle.
Ooh.
A poodle, for God's sake. They call it a pomapoo or a pooranian. Mr. Muggles doesn't want anything to do with a breed that has poo in its name.
No, I don't, sizzle, Mr. Muggles.
Whew, honey, I think we left those cupcakes in too long. Smells like something's burning.
They look okay.
I thought Mr. Muggles doesn't like poodles anyway.
Not after what happened at the dog park. I thought that big dog was going to chew your hand off. Which would have put an end to your cheerleading career.
It looked worse than it was. And my cheerleading career is scissor-kicking off the field as we speak. At least I'm playing my part in the bake sale.
Cupcake? Only a dollar for a very good cause.
Not right now, Claire Bear.
You've been on the phone for an hour. Who you been talking to?
Yeah, about that. You know how you've been wanting to meet your biological parents?
Yeah.
I just got off the phone with them. Turns out they want to meet you, too, tomorrow.
Wait, just a minute. What about school? We can't just drop everything for these people. Who do they think they are?
I didn't say yes. Nobody's dropping anything. Unless Claire wants us to. This doesn't have to happen now. You don't have to do this. Not unless you're absolutely ready.
I'm ready.
Micah and Nikki Sanders, Las Vegas. They lie asleep in the same bed. Nikki sits bolt upright suddenly and looks around. She gets off the bed and walks through the dark house. She stops and listens in the hallway, looking concerned. She draws back a blind and sees two police officers in their car guarding her house. She lets the blind fall back, then opens a door and stands frowning in the moonlight.
You look beautiful, Nick.
How the hell did you get in here?
She tries to run, but he grabs her.
Police are right outside. If I scream, they won't be in here in 2 seconds.
Then I hope you don't scream.
Heroes, created by Tim Kring. The police sit with cartons of drink in their car, unaware that DL is inside.
Wedding ring.
I think that you better leave. You being here. Come on, that's not a good idea.
Micah doesn't need this.
Micah needs his father. And I need my wife. This is still my home. I'm not going anywhere. You can either believe me or not. I'm going to check on our boy.
Open the door, ma'am.
I'll let you get the door.
Ma'am, please open the door.
DL moves away, and Nikki opens the front door.
Ma'am, we thought we heard something inside the house. Is everything all right?
I was just talking with my son.
Well, if you need anything, we'll be out here till tomorrow morning, okay?
The officer watches her through the fly screen.
If you want us to come inside, just nod your head.
I'm fine. You know, God, it's just been a really long night.
The officer looks relieved.
We won't let you get back to bed, okay? Just remember, we're here if you need us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
Nikki closes the front door and turns to find DL behind her. She strides past him and closes the other door to the room.
Okay, so tell me what happened.
I planned the job.
I know that you planned the job. Baby, it's gonna solve all our problems.
It was $2 million, enough to get us out of Vegas.
Money that you stole from Linderman.
And if we ran with Linderman's money, he wouldn't just kill me. Kill you, Micah. So I stepped out. Only someone stepped in after me. Someone who knew the plan, someone who killed my crew.
Oh, they just made off with all the money. You have no idea who that is.
I know it was a woman.
Woman.
There's a guy in North Vegas cleans money. Heard he just cleaned somebody $2 million, so I'm gonna pay him a visit tomorrow and see if I can't squeeze a name out of him, maybe. Maybe don't worry.
How am I supposed to ask someone if they're a freak? I was just gonna lie about it like I knew.
Why don't you just ask them what happens when they cut themselves? Or you could just cut them and find out.
Probably just think I was all bitter because they gave me away.
A little bitchy sometimes, but I don't think you're all that bitter. About the adoption thing, I mean.
I'm not.
I mean, I'm curious about it, and it's a little weird and maybe a little sad, but I'm not mad. I mean, I love my parents.
What if your biological parents raised you, though? It'd be an entirely different scenario.
What if they can do what I can do? What if they're like me?
Well, I hope they're not. No offense, but I like that you're the freak. It makes you more special or whatever.
Are you flirting with me?
No. Believe me, no. Look, do you plan on coming out to your parents? I mean, the ones who raised you?
No. My dad would unspool. He's a really simple guy. I'd never be able to wrap his mind around something like that. It would break him.
He's gonna find out.
Heroes having an imaginary lightsaber fight in the car next to Ando. What happens if we get to New York and it explodes? If we get to New York, it won't explode. That's the idea. It's the heroic journey. It's your heroic journey. It's our heroic journey. You don't have to have superpowers to be a hero. So why didn't future you come to see us? Why did he go to some Peter guy in New York that we've never met? Future me was afraid of causing a rift in the space-time continuum. You're talking out of your ass. You don't know how any of this works. I know exactly how this... Stop! A large car stopped behind them as they were backing out. It's the high roller you cheated. I cheated? Quick, teleport us somewhere.
It's okay. I just won't talk to you.
I told you, we no cheat. Japanese people very lucky.
I know you cheated. I just don't know how. Now it's time for a little payback.
Huh?
Claire, honey, your guests are here.
Hi.
Hi.
Lisa. Nice to meet you.
Sandra. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hi. Hi,
Sandra. Mr. Bennett glances at Claire, and she smiles at him.
Sure you don't want me to shove him into something on the way out?
Ha ha.
So how are we going to do this?
We don't.
You couching me?
What do you think, DL? You think you can just strut back in here like nothing's ever happened? Do you have any idea what I've been through the last 6 months?
No.
No, you don't.
I didn't want to leave you.
But you did. It was going fine. We were making it.
Oh, 30 grand a year doing construction.
That wasn't enough for you?
No, Nick, it wasn't enough for me because that business doesn't fly when you have a family.
When you left, I became another person.
I don't care that you took off your clothes on the internet. I'm not mad about it. But you did what you had to do.
Look, you can stay here tonight. But you need to leave in the morning.
If that's what you want.
DL leans in to kiss her, but she turns her face away. He pauses, then withdraws. He walks out of the room, leaving her thinking and almost in tears. DL sits on the sofa thinking deeply. Nikki lies awake in bed, also thinking. DL pulls off his black t-shirt. Nikki sits up slowly on the edge of her bed. DL settles back against a pillow on the sofa to sleep. He looks at the wedding ring on his finger in the darkness. Nikki walks over to a box on a dresser and opens it slowly. While DL is contemplating his wedding ring, Nikki picks hers out of the box. It slips onto her middle fingertip. Nikki appears in the doorway behind DL's head.
Come to bed.
DL turns to look at Nikki. We've won enough. We need to leave. Our mission awaits. We still owe him more. We can't leave yet. Give them good cards, but not too good.
Hey, Japanese guy. You in or not?
I'm in.
Ando sits down at the table.
So what's your system, huh, pal? Some ancient Oriental voodoo?
No system. Japanese people, very lucky.
Japanese people better run out of luck soon. I'm starting to think I'm getting hustled.
Easy, Ernie. It's a friendly game. No one's getting hustled.
No hustle. Only good fortune.
Ando swigs a beer as Hiro screws up his eyes in concentration. Time has frozen, and Hiro scurries around the table gathering up the playing cards. He studies them, then deals out a new hand to each of the players. He flings the last two cards to where they had been suspended in midair, then squeezes his eyes tight shut, and time resumes.
Well, let's go.
Ando sees that Hiro has given him a straight flush, 10 high.
I'm in for 400.
Ando glances sideways.
I will bet 1,000.
The trolley Hiro is leaning against begins to roll away and he collapses on the floor.
Sorry, big pardon.
Ando bends down to help Hiro, and as he does so, notices a revolver perched on top of a suitcase beside the dealer. He sits up in alarm, then stands.
We must use bathroom.
Now? We're in the middle of a hand.
Sorry, must go now. Too much beer.
You guys going to the bathroom together?
Yes, it is how we roll.
He drags Hiro to the toilet door and pushes him through it. I don't need to pee. They're going to kill us. What? The man with the scary face has a gun under the table pointed at me. A gun? What should we do? We? No, you. You need to get us out of here. Now. What's that? Hiro concentrates. What are you doing? I need to stop it. Something slams against the toilet door, fracturing it. Then blood begins to drip through the crack. I couldn't save them. I just hid in here. A hero doesn't hide. He does if he wants to live. We need to get out of here before whoever did this comes back. Ando helps Hiro to climb through the toilet window. DL kisses Nikki.
It's getting so long.
It's a mess.
I like it. Reminds me when we first met.
God, we were kids.
It was fly.
She turns over in bed and lays her head on DL's chest, then lets out a heavy sigh.
You should get some sleep. You didn't get much last night.
I slept as much as you did.
Mm-hmm. I heard you getting up, trying to be all quiet.
I did? When?
She sits up and looks across at the mirrored doors of the wardrobe to see two reflections of herself. Her other personality, Jessica, looks self-assured as she snuggles up to DL.
What's wrong, baby?
Jessica has disappeared. Micah walks in.
Dad?
He leaps onto the bed and hugs his dad.
Oh, I missed you.
Missed you too.
In Mohinder's apartment.
I guess the flying Petrelli didn't fly.
We were on the train together, and suddenly he started carrying on about a mysterious traveller who stopped time and told him to save a cheerleader. It's all very fascinating. I should write a paper on the experience.
Maybe you provoked him with sarcasm.
Peter Petrelli went from steady as a clam to, as you say, crap house rat in a blink. No provocation whatsoever.
Except maybe from a time traveller.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Well, so would you.
Did I tell you that the man who paints the future's a heroin addict?
Did you see any of the paintings?
I didn't see him. After what I witnessed on the train, I doubt he even exists.
Now what? You just take Papa Suresh back to India? Just get on a plane and that's it?
Yes, that's exactly it.
And what about Mohinder?
We're no good for each other anyway. Thank you, Eden, for all that you've done for both me and my father.
You're welcome. You know, you can go back and scatter those ashes, but you're always going to wonder if maybe there was something to what your father was doing. If you just looked again.
Will I?
Oh, yeah. You're not done here. That's why I'm not even going to say goodbye.
Bye.
See you later.
He moves towards her, and they enjoy a long, lingering kiss. They hold each other's gaze for a moment, then Mohinder moves slowly across the room and picks up his jacket from a coat stand. He turns to face Eden again.
Like I said, see you later.
You still reading these, huh? Remember all those comics my granddad used to have? Tales from the Crypt, Vault of Doom. Ooh, Night Wonders. Told you not to read them, but you had to do it anyway. Scared you silly. I'm Lulu, the Invincible.
DL's expression turns serious.
Sorry for not being around. How's your mom? How's she doing?
Okay.
You looking after her, right? She's gonna be mad at the house when I'm not around.
I know, I'm trying.
Micah sighs.
Dad, how'd you get out of jail?
Between you and me, I walked out.
Out of prison? How'd you do it?
Ain't no jail can hold you, old man.
Why not?
Because I got a secret.
Like Superman?
Yeah. Just like Superman.
Get a bunch more comics. Want to see?
Big Daddy, go get it.
Nikki appears with a pot of coffee.
It's gonna crush him when you run again.
There won't be any more running. Not after today.
This is not just gonna go away.
It will when I get that woman's name. I guess I can hunker down in your backseat and you can give me a lift. Every cop in Vegas is looking for me.
So you want me to take that risk?
I want you to hear that I was set up from the horse's mouth. I know you, Nick. You're starting to believe me because I'm standing here staring you in the face. Once I'm out of your side, you're gonna start to wonder. And I don't ever want you to wonder about me again.
She looks at him, and DL stares back earnestly.
She has your mouth and your nose, doesn't she?
Yeah, it looks like it, doesn't it?
I wonder what else of yours I have.
Hank wrings his hands nervously in the awkward silence.
Can I get anybody anything to drink? Lemonade? Just made a pitcher from scratch. We have sodas, iced tea. We have cupcakes, don't we, Claire? Just made them last night, the two of us. Sort of a thing we do.
I would love some lemonade, thank you.
Me too.
Claire?
Yes, please.
Three lemonades. Coming right up.
Sandra and Mr. Bennett head off, leaving Claire alone with Hank and Lisa.
So, what can we tell you about ourselves?
Nikki pulls up in the red convertible outside a white building. She gets out and looks around, then taps DL, who's been lying out of sight across the back seat. They head down some stairs.
I don't see a welcome mat.
It's all right, I know these guys. We used to get stuff done for Lyndon.
DL tries a door, then turns to look up the stairs when he hears sirens. He tries the door again, and it opens.
Is that locked?
Guess not. Come on.
They head through the door into a dark corridor.
Maybe they moved.
They didn't move.
A record spins on an old turntable.
Go back to the car.
A dead body lies on the floor.
Back to the car now.
Nikki gasps at the scene. An upturned table, scattered playing cards, and dead bodies sprawled across the room.
Get out of here, come on. Come on, come on.
No.
Oh, we're
not together anymore. As high school sweethearts, we didn't even make it to graduation. Once Lisa got pregnant, it was over.
He wanted to keep the baby. You. And I didn't. You probably think I'm a bad person for giving you up.
It's so awkward. I've got lips wet. Should you be eavesdropping?
Yes.
Oh, I guess. What else are we gonna do?
So, is there anything I should know? Like, medically? Anything weird or out of the ordinary?
Hank and Lisa look at each other.
Well, there is something. I have diabetes.
Diabetes.
All you gotta worry about from my side of the family's a history of cancer and heart disease.
Great.
Sorry. Hello. Yeah. Yes, how are you? Wait, yeah, hold on just a second, it's work. Yeah. Go ahead.
Suresh just left for India.
Then stop him.
I tried.
We both know you can try harder.
He's already gone.
But he'll be back.
What about Peter Petrelli?
He claims he can fly, but I don't have confirmation. Also, there may have been an encounter with somebody who can stop time.
Really? That's cool.
Evidently, he had a message for Petrelli. He told him to save the cheerleader.
Mr. Bennett freezes.
Are you still there?
Yeah. Thanks for the update.
So what do you want me to do with the precog?
Bring him in.
DL puts a glass tumbler in front of Nikki.
I've never seen anything like that.
I have. In the garage.
In the garage?
Uh-huh.
She takes a sip from the tumbler.
After you left, I borrowed money from Linderman.
How much?
30. I got behind on the rent, Micah's tuition. I didn't know what else to do.
I'm sorry.
When I didn't pay Linderman back in time, he sent two guys to collect. Physical. I got knocked out. When I woke up, they were dead. And it looks like what we saw today.
What, they were torn apart?
I have gone over it 1,000 times in my head. I didn't see anything. Anyone. I was the only person there. It was me.
Me. You did not do this.
I did. What if I got up in the middle of the night and I went in?
Baby, you are being played. Whoever set me up set you up, and they're making damn sure I can't clear my name.
I don't.
But the one thing I'm not counting on is us.
Us.
Mom, have you seen my backpack?
Did you leave it at Tina's?
No, I had it when I came home.
Okay, honey, will you just give me another minute?
Micah heads off, and Nikki turns back to DL.
We need to tell the police.
They'll never believe us. The only way I can clear my name is to find the person that did this myself.
Okay, it's been a minute.
I'll come help you.
Nikki wanders into the living room. She spots Micah's backpack on a small table.
Micah.
As she turns back towards the kitchen door, she stops beside a mirror and sees Jessica smirking at her. She frowns and looks unnerved. She's now sitting on a sofa in the living room and wearing different clothes. She gets up unsteadily, and hurries out of the room. Micah's filling a backpack.
Micah, where'd you get that?
Get what?
Your backpack.
You just gave it to me.
I did.
Yeah, Mom, you were just in here 2 minutes ago. You told me to pack some clothes and that we were going to Grandma's house. Mom, are you okay?
No. No, you know what? I need to go lay down.
Nikki heads into her bedroom and stares at her reflection in the mirrored doors of the wardrobe.
God, what's happening to me?
She turns her back to the wardrobe and slumps to the floor.
No. You need to pull yourself together.
She turns to see Jessica.
You're not real.
Oh, I am as real as you are.
No, I have a tumor or something.
This is a little crazy girl.
Hallucination. Is that what you think you are?
Oh, we're a lot of things, Nikki. But we're not crazy.
Mike, where's Mom?
She's in her bedroom. She didn't feel good.
Yeah, she said, oh, damn.
What do you think DL is gonna do when he finds out what we've done?
What we've done?
Mom, I'm gonna get back together.
DL moves over to Micah and puts his arm around him.
Most of the time, relationships, when somebody makes a mistake, the other person just pretends it didn't happen. And when someone thinks you made a mistake and you didn't, it just gets a lot more complicated.
We framed him, killed his crew, stole $2 million, killed those thugs in the garage, killed those little bitches at the poker game. We've been very busy.
Those men were ripped apart.
Yeah, well, what can I say?
But they didn't do anything to me.
Even witnesses would be sloppy. I did what had to be done, like I always do.
Getting back together or not?
I don't know. I hope so.
And this is what we're gonna do now. You're gonna get the money, and you're gonna take Micah as far away from DL as you can. I'll do the rest.
DL can take care of me.
Nikki.
I really need you.
He'll think you're crazy. And then he'll take Micah away from us. He'll put it all together, and when he does, it's really only a question of whether he kills you before he leaves.
Dad, you know you have a secret?
Mm-hmm.
Mom has a secret, too.
So you have a choice. You can let DL take our son away from us forever, or you can do exactly what I say. Where's the money? Good choice.
Nikki remains slumped against the wardrobe. I should have saved them. You'd have been killed. I've been given a gift, Ando. I'm supposed to use it to help people, to save people. I failed. You're being too hard on yourself. Maybe I'm not the hero I thought I was. Every hero is on a journey to find his place in the world, but it's a journey. You don't start at the end, otherwise they can't make a movie about it later. What if I'm on the wrong path? What if I was supposed to save those people? You can bend time and space. Maybe when you can do it better, you can come back here and fix things. Like a do-over. Exactly. A do-over. I like that. Hiro and Ando get into a car.
Where's your father? I mean, not your biological father, but you know, your dad.
He's walking out the bio parents.
Is that what you're calling him? The bio parents? Oh, that's so cold and impersonal and fitting.
Thanks again for coming out. I know your visit meant a lot to Claire.
When I was her age, I had enough weighing on my head. I'm glad I could help.
Hank shakes hands with Mr. Bennett. Hank's expression turns serious.
I think that went pretty well.
Yeah.
If there's anything else you need,
I'll keep you posted.
Was it what you were hoping for?
Not really. I mean, I don't know what I was hoping for. I guess I just wanted them to tell me who I am. They don't know any better than I do.
Baby, nobody can tell you who you are. That's just something you gotta figure out for yourself.
Claire takes a bite out of a cupcake.
Can we throw this away?
Are they burnt?
No. I'm just afraid I'll eat them all if I don't.
You know, I have to hand it to your dad. This isn't the first time we've tried to find those bio parents.
It's not?
Mm-mm. When you were a baby, we thought you had something wrong with your chromosomes, some disease. We needed to screen your parents to see if they were carriers. I was scared to death, and they were nowhere to be found.
What kind of disease? How did you know there was something wrong with me?
Well, nothing was wrong with you. You were fine. It's just, I don't know, one of those things.
Of what things? Wait, was I doing anything abnormal?
You had a cough, Claire. Don't turn hypochondriac on me. Your brother's bad enough. Mwah. I can't blame you.
Claire looks thoughtful as Mr. Bennett comes in.
So, was that as scary for you as it was for me?
You're a very brave man, Dad.
She hugs him, and he kisses the top of her head. Nikki levers herself up into a dark and dusty attic. She crawls towards a small slatted window at one end, then spots a briefcase. She lifts the case onto its side and flicks the locks. Opening the lid, she finds a handgun and piles of neatly stacked banknotes. Looking shocked, she quickly shuts the case, drags it to the loft hatch, and drops it onto the bedroom floor. She jumps down and picks up the case.
All this time.
She turns to see DL standing behind her.
I can explain.
Played me for a fool, set me up?
No, I can explain everything. I know what this looks like.
I loved you, Nikki.
No, there's this other person. I can't control it. I don't know what's happening to me.
I'm taking Micah. And I'm taking the money. Goodbye, Nikki.
Nikki becomes Jessica.
You're not taking anything.
A swing of the briefcase sends him flying.
Mom, is everything okay?
Everything's fine. Your dad and I are just moving furniture. Go to your room.
She shuts the door and looks across at the remains of the wardrobe DL smashed into. He's nowhere to be seen. She walks backwards towards the wardrobe and DL grabs her.
This is how you got out of jail.
She grabs DL's wrist and hurls him onto the bed, then climbs on top of him and begins to throttle him.
Mom?
She hesitates momentarily as Micah bursts into the room. Catching her off guard, DL plunges his hand into her chest and up to her neck. Jessica collapses off the bed and onto the floor. As Micah runs towards her, DL sweeps him off his feet and carries him out of the room. A painting of Nikki wearing a large loop earring, looking over her right shoulder. Isaac wets his thumb and rubs away some of the paint on her shoulder. He rubs harder and slowly, through the layer of paint, reveals the symbol as a tattoo. Hearing a knock at the door, he goes over to answer it. Through the slatted blinds of the glass door stands the figure of Eden.
Isaac Mendez?
Who are you?
I'm an admirer of your work. May I come in?
Evolution is an imperfect and often violent process. Morality loses its meaning. The question of good and evil reduced to one simple choice. Survive or perish.
To be continued.
Isaac's dramatic artwork is the subject of tonight's behind-the-scenes story in Heroes Unmasked, next year on BBC Two. And if you're itching to see the next chapter of Heroes, BBC Three can put you out of your misery in 15 minutes.